Inspector West. Calling Chief Inspector West.
Stand by for West. A crime file based on John Creasy's novel, Inspector West at Bay, dramatized for radio by Maurice Travers. Inspector West at Bay, starring Patrick Allen as Chief Inspector Roger West of Scotland Yard, and Sarah Lawson as his wife, Janet. Part 2, Bombshell in Bournemouth.
Now, hold on a minute, Janet.
It's perfectly clear now. The vitriol was never intended for that poor girl, and Roger didn't get his hand burned by accident just because he happened to get in the way.
Janet.
It was the other way round. The acid was meant for Roger the whole time.
Well, you can't be certain of that. I mean, just because you get home from the hospital and find a letter...
Yes, I can. No stamp, no postmark on the envelope, only Roger's name and address, and no signature inside, and just the words, "This is only the beginning."
Janet, it could be the work of a crank.
No, it wasn't written by any crank, Mark. I know it wasn't. And you'll see I'm right. They've arrested the man who did this awful thing, haven't they? You went with Bill Sloan to pick him up.
Yes, but...
Then you'll see. Once they start to question him...
There'll be no questions, Janet.
What? Why not?
We found Bertie Downs all right, Sloan and I. But we found him dead.
Dead?
Say that again, Detective Inspector.
He was dead when we got there, Sir Guy.
Yeah. Incredible. Now, let me get this clear. Roger West was able to identify this Bertie Downs from photographs in our records, correct?
Correct, sir.
You went to Downs' lodging house to make the arrest, found him dead, poisoned, you say?
Well, that's still got to be officially established, sir. The bottle of whiskey we found in his room has gone for analysis. I'm waiting for the report.
I see. But there's no doubt that Downs was responsible for throwing the vitriol.
Firing the vitriol, Sir Guy.
Firing it?
He used a water pistol loaded with the stuff. The pistol was in his jacket, together with a sum of money, 55 pounds.
Indeed. Interesting. I understand, Detective Inspector, that you took Mark Lessing along with you.
That's right, sir.
Oh, I have nothing against him personally. Quite a decent fellow. And I'll admit that what he writes, his books and articles on the subject of crime, criminals and so forth, it all sounds stuff on the whole, and quite worthwhile, in fact. But the point is that Lessing is an amateur. And as Assistant Commissioner for Crime at Scotland Yard, I do not approve of amateurs being involved with police investigations. I'm sure I make myself plain.
You do, sir. Perfectly.
Very well. You'll remember it in future, I trust. Chatsworth? Yes? Yes, he is. One moment. It's for you.
Thank you, sir. Sloan speaking. You have? Well, that's pretty brisk work. Right, let's have it. Mm-hmm. I see. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. That was the lab, sir. The report on the whiskey.
Well?
Poison, all right. There was enough arsenic in that bottle of Scots to polish off half a dozen men.
Huh. Here, Janet. I'll drink this.
Oh, no, 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 Mark.
Now,
I don't
come
need
on,
it.
Polish it off. A small Scotch won't hurt you. A wee dram to put the colour back in your cheeks, lassie.
Oh. All right.
That's the ticket. Well, you're starting to look more like your old self already.
Well, perhaps it had helped to fill the nights with Rogers on duty. Those nights really do drag, you know, especially once Martin and Richard have gone to bed. Maybe I should indulge more often.
Yeah, well, I may be wrong, but somehow I don't think Roger would fancy the idea of coming home to find his wife half stone.
I'm jolly sure he wouldn't.
Janet, what have you told the boys about Roger?
I wasn't going to say anything to them till the morning. But when I found that letter, well, they could see that something was upsetting me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just told them that Roger had had a slight accident. Oh, Mark.
Here. What is it, Janet? What's up?
Oh, I'm frightened. I'd never let Roger see it. I wouldn't want to worry him. But this whole thing, the vitriol, the letter... I'm scared. I really am.
All right. I still think it's the work of a crank, but if it'll make you feel better, I'll take that letter to Bill Sloan first thing in the morning.
No, take it now, tonight. Please, Mark, take it to them now.
Well, what do you think, Bill?
Cream-laid paper, typewritten. Slight defect in one or two of the letters, by the look of it. I'll get the lab men down, the fingerprint boys, and give you the ones.
No, I didn't mean all that, Bill. I meant, what's your opinion about it?
Excuse me a minute, will you? Sloan speaking. Get me through to CD division and make it sharp.
CD? That covers Chelsea, doesn't it?
That's right. Hello, CD. This is Detective Inspector Sloan of the Yard. Can you detail a couple of men to keep a special watch on Chief Inspector West's house? That's right, Bell Street. His wife and their two boys are there at the moment. What? Well, I don't know myself, really. It's just by way of a precaution, okay? Right. Thanks.
Well, that seems to answer my question, Bill. You think the same as Janet. The vitriol was meant for Roger.
I didn't say that now, did I, Mr. Lessing?
Oh, now, don't you think it's time you dropped the formality, Bill? I mean, we've known each other long enough, surely.
Okay. Now, this letter might be a crank job, as you think, Mark. On the other hand, well, there's no harm in being careful, is there? Anyway, you leave it with us and get off home. You could do with some sleep, I'd say.
Well, I've sat up slaving over a hot typewriter later than this, and more than once. Still, you're probably right. Well, good night, Bill.
Good night.
Home, sweet home. What the... No. Oh, no. My books, my collection. Is that a letter? A stamp, no postmark. Good God. My prize figurines. The pick of my bow figure smashed. If ever I get my hands on a dirty... Hello, Scotland Yard. I want to speak to Detective Inspector Sloan. Yeah, tell him it's Mark Lessing and it's urgent. Well, sir, if he's not in his office, please find him, wherever he is. You see, Bill? Exactly the same.
By all the indications, yes.
The same kind of paper, typed on the same machine, I'd say, and the identical words. This is only the beginning.
I've ordered a technical crew. They should be here at any moment. Oh, it must be a bit of a blow for you, Mark, to walk in and find your books torn up and all your porcelain smashed.
Not all of it. Only my best pieces. I knew what they were about, all right.
We are taking it a sight more calmly than I would do in your shoes.
Yes, I am calm, actually. Very calm. All I want to do, quite calmly, is find out who's responsible and simply and calmly break their necks.
Well, I'd be happy to lend a hand.
Yeah, but that's not the most important thing, is it? What really matters is that this business proves that Janet was right. It's not a case of crank letters. It's something a damn sight bigger. Someone's got Roger and those closest to him marked down as a target.
Yes? Ah, Sloan.
Good morning, Sir Guy.
Come in. Now, this break-in last night at Lessing's flat. What have you to report?
Well, very little, sir. The technical crew couldn't find a thing. No prints anywhere, apart from Lessing's own, that is.
Which means we're dealing with a professional.
It's got all the earmarks of it.
Well, it certainly seems that someone is after Roger West. Any thoughts, Sloan?
Well, there's no shortage of characters with reason to get at Roger. I can think of about 270 individuals who'd like nothing better. 200 of them were inside.
Yes, quite. You'll be in charge till West is out and about again.
Right, sir.
Do you think we should tell him about the letter?
Well, I think we have to. He's not the kind to go to pieces just because some villain's got it in for him. His chief concern will be Janet and the boys, and as long as we've got them protected...
Yes, of course. It was a good move of yours to have a watch placed on Bell Street.
Well, at that stage, I was only being careful, sir.
Good. Now, there's another thing. Do you think West might know something that we do not know?
How do you mean exactly, sir?
Oh, don't bother to play the innocent with me, Sloan. I know perfectly well that West will often start on a case before it really comes under the Yard's jurisdiction.
With what he calls his hunches?
Quite. It's possible that he may have started on some such investigation and the people concerned may not welcome the idea. Wouldn't you say?
That could be, sir.
Then you'd better get along to the hospital and find out about it, hadn't you? Cut along, Sloan. There's no point in wasting time.
Come in.
Morning, Roger.
Oh, so it's you. About time, too. Nothing from you since you went off last night to pick up Bertie Dunn's.
Just a minute, Roger. What's all this?
Or what?
Well, you up and out of that bed, all dressed and in your right mind. Or are you?
I'm discharging myself from here.
Discharging?
Well, they wanted me here for one night, they said, for observation. Well, they've had their one night. I'm getting out.
Are you sure that's a wise thing to do?
Well, I'm damn sure I'm not going to lie around in that bed doing nothing.
Well, what about your hand? How is it?
Oh, it's a lot more comfortable this morning, thanks. The doctor says it should heal up okay, just a matter of time.
Well, that's good to hear.
Now, telephone Janet. She'll be here any minute to drive him back to Bell Street.
Now, did she tell you...
Tell me what?
Oh, no, she wouldn't, of course. You've got one in a million there, Roger. If it had happened to my Mary, she'd have blurted out to me the first chance she had.
What are you talking about? What's happened to Jan? Now, come on, up with it.
Roger, have you been working on any case on the quiet?
No, I haven't. Now, are you going to tell me what happened?
Well, have you got any ideas about who might have his knife into you?
Into me?
That's what I said.
Bill, if you mean what I think you mean...
That's right. Yesterday, in Fleet Street.
The vitriol?
For you, not for the girl.
Well, you better sit down and tell me the whole story. From the beginning. Let's have it all. Leaving nothing out. Well, this changes the whole thing, Bill.
Anything particular spring to mind?
Well, give me a chance, will you? Now, let's start with this Bertie Downs business. No lead at all as to who might have done for him.
Not a one. We talked to his landlady and the other people living in the house.
Yeah.
He was out most of the day, had no visitors or callers, seen later, coming back with a carrier bag.
The bottle of whiskey?
Well, it's a fair supposition.
So, who gave him the bottle and the 55 quid? In other words, who put him up to the vitriol job and then made sure he couldn't do any talking?
Well, I've got a man checking on all friends and acquaintances of Downs. Not that he seems to have had many.
Yeah. Then, the letters. They weren't posted, so who slipped the one to me through our letterbox and who left the one in Mark's flat?
Those are some good questions.
And we'll have to find some good answers. I think I'd better go to the yard.
Here I am, darling.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Morning, Jan.
Well, are you all set to leave, Roger? I've got the car outside.
Sorry, Jan, love. A slight change of plan.
Oh, how do you mean?
I'm not coming straight back to Bell Street. I want to drop in at the yard.
At the yard? Mm. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now, look, don't argue. There's a good girl.
But it's ridiculous. What about your hand? After what happened...
Yes. After what's happened... Jan, Bill's just told me about the letters.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Letters? There was only one.
No, Mark got one as well.
Mark?
Mm.
Last night, Janet, after someone had a little exercise in vandalism at his flat.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so, Jan. And for a start, all this keeping things quiet from each other. You don't tell me, Mark doesn't tell you. Now, it's got to stop, understand?
Yes, yes, of course, darling. The only reason I didn't say anything to
you... I know the reason,
was...
Jan, and I appreciate it. But unless we cut out this secrecy, we'll get nowhere. Now, I'm going to the yard.
Well, I'll come too. I can wait for you in the
car. No, I'll go with Bill. Don't know how long I'll be, so you best go on home.
Oh, isn't it marvelous?
Hmm?
I come in special to pick him up and he tells me to go home. You know the old song, if you want to know the time, ask a policeman. I've got a better version. If you want to be alone, marry a policeman.
Funny thing, Janet, you sound exactly like my missus.
Oh, your Mary and I and every other copper's wife were all sisters under the skin.
It's a bit late to complain now, love. I'll see you later. Come on, Bill, let's get weeding. After you, Bill.
Thanks.
Oh, I must say, it seems a hell of a lot longer than yesterday that I was in this office last. Grab a chair, Bill.
Not the rickety one. Now, have you come to any conclusions?
One or two, perhaps.
Such as?
Well, if all this is the work of someone I helped to send down, then I'd say we need to look among the ones who've had a long spell behind bars and have come out more or less recently.
Yes, that's logical. I can't see any small-time villain going to these lengths.
Exactly.
So it's a hunt through the files, then?
That's right. Oh, and Bill.
Yeah?
Make a special note of any of the cases concerned that Mark Lessing lent a hand with.
Hey, now that never occurred to me. I took it that Lessing got the treatment just because everyone knows he's a very good friend of yours.
Yeah, maybe so. But I don't think we should rule out the other possibility.
West? Now, what the dickens...
Oh, good morning, Sir Guy.
May I ask what you're doing here, Chief Inspector?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Sloane, I understood you'd gone to the hospital merely to talk to him, not to bring him back to the yard.
Well, sir,
it's got nothing to do with Bill, sir. I'm back on duty, that's all.
I make a decision as to who's on duty and who isn't, Chief Inspector.
Yeah.
And you've no business here at the moment. You're on sick leave.
I am.
As of now. Until that hand of yours is in full working order again.
But, Sir Guy...
You're not proposing to argue with me, I trust. Forget this business for the time being. Sloane here can look after it. And I suggest you go somewhere out of London. Take Janet and the boys.
Well, I don't see how I can, sir. There's the school.
Oh, a short time away won't hurt them. They are a couple of bright lads. I recommend Bournemouth. It's where I usually go. And if this weather keeps up, I can give you a hotel close to the beach. You will have no trouble about accommodation. Just mention my name.
Well, that's very kind of you, Sir Guy.
Right. All settled then. So, get out from behind that desk and get on with it. Young and old come forth to play on a sunshine holiday. Milton, if my memory serves me rightly.
Roger West speaking.
Mark here, Roger.
Well, hello, Mark. Good to hear you.
Well, how's Bournemouth and all the happy holidaymakers?
Just fine.
Dad, come on. We're all ready. Mama, me, and Fish.
Scoopy, can't you see I'm on the phone?
Oh.
And the boys enjoying themselves, I gather.
Oh, having a whale of a time, Mark. On the beach every day.
Hey, Scoop, is he coming? We're waiting.
He's on the phone, can't you see?
Oh, I thought this was supposed to be a holiday.
Now, that's enough out of you two. Off you go. I'll be down when I've finished.
Things about another half hour, I bet.
And shut the door.
Shut the door,
Vic. sorry about all that, Mark.
That's the joys of fatherhood, eh? Roger, how's your hand doing?
Coming along nicely. I can actually eat with a knife and fork now.
Oh, that's great.
Mark, any news from the yard? I've tried to phone Bill Sloan, but I keep missing him.
Well, you just can't give the job a rest, can you? I saw Bill yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Well, what did he say? What's been happening?
Well, he didn't say very much, but he did drop one thing.
Oh?
About the late, unlamented Bertie Downs.
And what was that?
Well, it seems the night before he did his vitriol-throwing act, he was seen in a pub with a character called, Marino. Ben Marino.
Ben Marino. Huh. Well, the name doesn't ring any bells with me.
Nor with Bill, apparently. He said he was going to check on him with the divisional boys.
Mm.
Well, I'd better not keep you any longer, Roger, or you'll have two mutinous sons on your hands. Give Janet my love.
Yes, will do. Bye, Mark.
Roger?
Mm.
You asleep?
No. Just lying back with my eyes closed, that's all.
All I can say is, bless the guy, Chatworth, and bless the weather.
Mm.
We've only had two cloudy days since we've been here.
Mm.
And all the rest of the time, it's been sun and blue, blue skies.
Oh, it's too good to last. Bound to change.
You just keep saying that, darling. You said it every day, and I'm sure that's why it's kept saying fine. Roger, look.
What?
Did you see? Walking along the beach, that young woman with a dog. I've never seen such a huge animal. What is it?
Mastiff, by the look of it. They're bigger than most of them, though.
Where are the boys?
Are they in the water a while ago?
I can't see them now.
Now, Jan, look, don't start worrying.
No, but you know how Richard is about dogs, especially big dogs. Oh, there they are. Martin! Richard! Come here! Fetch that dog! Look, it's going for them.
Oh, come on, Jan.
Richard! Oh, look, it's right.
Look, keep away from the dog. Just leave it all to me. Right. It's all right, Richard. Get out of the way, Scooby. Right, get away, you brute. Go on, get away. Go on, get away. Get away.
She whistled him.
Roger, is he all right? Richard's fine.
No, he's not hurt, Jan. The dog just knocked him down. Now, come on, Fishmail, lad. Come on, up you get. Come on.
Mom,
it's all right.
I thought it was going to bite, and I couldn't. I just couldn't.
It's all right, darling. It's all right. All right, darling. Roger, he's shivering. Get your sweater out of the beach, huh?
Yes, okay.
I'll right. Come with you, Dad.
Yes, all right.
I was scared too, Dad. Hey, he was a hell of a big dog, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And don't say hell.
Well, you do. I've heard you.
Yes, well, here we are. Where's Fisher's sweater?
Oh, there it is. I'll get it. Hey, Dad!
Hmm?
There's a letter for you here.
What?
On the bench. It says Chief Inspector and Mrs. Roger West.
Yes, all right, son. You take the sweater to your mother. I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay, Dad. Hope old Fisher's got over the shop by now.
Listen. What the hell? Of all the low-down rotten... Well, that does it. That really does it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jan, all set, ready to go?
Yes. Now, do I get an explanation?
I've told you we're going back to London.
Roger! You tell me to bring the boys back here to the hotel, leave me to do all the packing while you disappear somewhere.
All right, Jan. Maybe it's best you should know. That young woman and the dog, it didn't just happen by chance.
What?
There was another letter. I found it in the beach hut. Brief and to the point. Small boys are easy game, aren't they?
Roger.
I've been to the local coppers. When that woman whistled off the dog, I saw them get into a car. There was a man driving. I've given a description of her, the dog, and the car. I've also called Bill Sloan at the yard.
Which I never thought of. It never entered my mind that it...
I'll get them, Jan, whoever they are. Every last mother, son, and daughter of them. I'll get them. I promise you that.
I don't like vendettas, Roger. Of any kind. Least of all on the part of a police officer.
I don't play mafia games, Sir Guy. I think you know that. But when anyone starts on me and my family...
Well, yes, yes, that's a different thing, I grant you. And under the circumstances, I can't really say that I blame you.
Well, thank you, sir. Any progress while I've been away? And what about the letters? Have you been able to track down the paper they're using?
I'm afraid not, Roger. It's a kind that's sold all over the country, apparently.
How about the typewriter they were written on?
It's a portable, we know that. Would you care to try and guess how many of those there are in London alone?
What about this man, Ben Marino?
Ah, yes. The one who was seen with Downs the night before the vitriol attack.
Yes. It.
Sloan's checked up on him, nothing known.
No form?
No police record of any kind. But he is known to be an associate of criminals. Some kind of leg man for them, it seems. Used as a go-between, messenger boy, general and maid of all work.
Now we pulled him in.
Sloan did suggest it. I decided it might be simpler to keep an eye on him for a while.
I see.
Well, it's obvious he didn't dream up this business. Watching him may lead us to the person or persons who did.
Yes, I agree, sir.
Chatworth? Yes? Yes, he is. Very well, I'll tell him. That was Sloan. He says he has something for you. He's in his office.
All right, sir. I'll get down there. If that's okay with you, sir.
Certainly. Certainly. By all means.
Come in. Oh, Roger.
Hello, Bill. The AC said you had something for me.
Right here.
Well.
His name's Snicker. All right, Snicker. This is a friend. Now, you asked me to look out a dog from the training school for you, Roger. They assure me this is just the one you want.
Well, that was quick work, Bill.
Tame as a white mouse when he's sure you're friends.
Yeah,
but don't let him loose on anyone you don't like. Say hello to your new boss, Snicker.
Well, now, you're a fine-looking fellow, aren't you? Huh?
He's been trained to the minute. If he hears someone in the garden or in the house, he'll bring down the roof.
And he's used to children.
Well, his last job was with the Ward family, the kidnapping scare, remember?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's when they discovered he puts kids first, adults afterwards.
Just what I wanted. Well, I better get him home.
And take this with you as well, Roger.
What is it? His pedigree?
Well, you think he needs one? No, this is a list. I've been through the files, and these are all the long-term villains you've put away.
Oh.
I've marked the ones who are out, and the cases Mark Lesson was involved in.
Oh, fine. I'll look it over. Well, I'll get off now. Come on, Snicker. Let's get you to Bell Street and introduce you to your new household.
Roger, an Alsatian?
Best guard dogs in the world, Jan.
But he looks so fierce. I don't know how the boys will take it. Richard especially.
Well, now's the time to find out. We can't have him terrified of dogs for the rest of his life. Where are they?
In the living room.
I'll call them out then.
Yeah.
All right, sit, Snicker.
Martin.
That's a good boy.
Richard, come here a minute, please.
Okay. Yes, Mum, what you... Gosh. Scoop, it's a dog.
No, it's all right, Richard. It's our dog.
Now, look, there's nothing to worry about. He's called Snicker. Friend Snicker. Now, come on, say hello to him. You first, Scoopy. Just hold out your hand and let him sniff at it.
Well, okay, Dad. No. You say so.
There you are, see? Now, come on, Fish, your turn.
No, I don't want to.
He's all right, Fish. Look, he's wagging his tail.
There's nothing to be frightened of, Richard. He likes boys, don't you, Snicker?
Now, it's all right, son, it's all right. He doesn't want to be friendly. Now, come and hold your hand out to him, like Scoopy did.
I'm sure he won't bite.
Just do as I say. Now, give me your hand. That's it. Now, then.
Dad. Hey, look. He's licking my hand. Hey, Scoop, look.
Of course. You could stroke him, too. Look, like this. See? He likes it.
He's laughing. That's what he's doing.
Can we take him out in the garden, Dad?
Yes, of course you can.
Come on, Snicker. This way.
We're going into the garden, Snicker.
Oh, thank goodness. For a moment, I was afraid.
Well, that's one worry over, Jan, love. Oh, just listen to them. Happy as Larry. Hello, who's that?
I'll go.
Right.
Package for Mr. West.
Thank you. It's for you, Roger. Looks like a small box.
Oh, I see. Oh, what on earth? Good God.
What is it?
It's a bullet.
A what?
A single bullet, Jan. There's a note.
What does it say?
It says, there's another one like this, waiting for you.
Oh, Roger!
You've been listening to Patrick Allen and Sarah Lawson in the second part of Inspector West at Bay by John Creasy. Listen to Encounter with an Eve, the next episode of John Browell's production of Inspector West at Bay.